Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to That Chick Angel TV, and it's another installment of The Bold and the Beautiful.
You know what? We're on the opposite sides.
I know.
I wonder if they'll say that.
They might. Well, because
we just recently switched.
Because you're long torso.
Yes, but we have longer torsos, so we decided that we would sit in the lower chairs. To make
this
work.
I think I'm more legs than I am torso.
You are.
Yeah. Oh, you're definitely legs, and I am. Legs. I am torso like a swimmer, and
I'm
not cute.
Head like a Mario.
I'm torso and legs.
Yeah, my granddad used to call me everything but Kevin. Squarehead, jughead, waterhead, watermelon head.
I was called Pots. I was called Big Head.
Why do we? Why do we?
Because I stayed in the Pots because I'm a fat girl.
Black people have,
boy,
they will,
our kids
whatever you do, well, black people will make that your nickname.
That's it, like that is what you is.
Look at their run.
My granddaddy just gave out names and they stuck.
And they had nothing, and his dad also gave out names that had nothing to do
Everybody
with
calls him Brother Pete.
His name is Nathaniel.
Pete.
Those are my favorite black nicknames. Calling somebody a different first name with no reason.
No right.
What name did they throw? We're going to go with Pete.
And I don't think his name is Eddie.
Yeah.
And his last name's not B either.
My cousin is called Jacob. His name's Corey. That's my daughter. Why are they calling you Jacob that whole life? That's
hilarious. Yeah. We are at the Westin currently.
Luckily, this isn't live. Yeah. Kevin loves to tell people where he's at, but doesn't want people to know where he's at.
Yeah, he does have that kind of internal hypocrisy going on.
He literally did it during the podcast.
Yeah, why did you do that? And then go call me the other day telling me some safety. It is so important that we're safe. Like, maybe we should be in a gated community.
Because you got
to
be
And then
to
we'll
flex.
Be like, our address is, right, here's the code to get in there if you can't get in
Come
there.
Come look at my lavishness.
I'm not going to be satisfied until I have a personal gated community house.
He didn't even know that existed.
With high gates.
It's strong.
It is very strong.
They do make stronger.
They be like, you want to die?
I told you, that's straight. I love it.
Of course you do.
Hey, let me drink yours too. What is
Y'all
this?
Know who we
Blackberry margarita.
You shouldn't be mixing that, but I'm watching.
So, here we go. What we decided to do today for today's mukbang, and y'all know everybody it is.
Hold on, let me tell y'all, I just want y'all to know always, we really love y'all, because this is a little staycation for Father's Day, and we was like,
I was trying to push it too.
Well,
trying to push it to my
Well, here's the problem when you have our life. When you push something, you never push it off the table.
As I say, Kev, that gives me anxiety.
Because stuff has to be done too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So now you just, whatever day you push it to, just becomes another busier day. Mm-hmm. So that day, today would have been great. Now, when we woke up this morning, I went to the gym, took a shower, had breakfast, and I sat down. I was like, I'm going to go back to sleep. We went to sleep for another 2 hours, and then we walked Chopped.
We did.
For like 5 hours.
Beautiful.
That's great.
I mean, I had never seen Chopped.
I had neither.
I thought I had seen every Food Network show.
Your skin looks more clear today.
The rest, Marcus.
The rest is important.
But think about Chopped, and I know we got to start. They cut these people off.
There's
they
no
walk
suspense.
Off.
They don't go, and the person to be eliminated is. Music.
They pull your food up.
Facial expression.
That's how they eliminate you.
Like
the person who made this.
Ain't no clue.
Get out.
And then they walk off, the people are like, okay, next meal.
Oh.
I can still hear y'all. Dessert is
What if they didn't know who made this? Like, who made this bullshit? Which one of you?
Who did it?
Get out.
And by the way, I don't believe these chefs don't know what the meal is before. There's no way.
Oh, no.
You're just like leaks and this and that. And you're just like, I'll create this in 30 minutes without even thinking about it.
No.
Come on. I know people can't cook eggs in 30 minutes.
And I don't mind that it's only 30 minutes either.
No. I used to co-host the show for the Cooking Network. It did make it past the pilot. And it was called Cupcake Cage Match. And everybody had to cook all their stuff prior to.
That's Swap House?
Yeah, all of it is swap outs. Yep.
So that makes more sense production wise. They ain't got time for all that.
Yeah, so that the judges are eating something that's completely cooked and not anything raw.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they're just getting you made stuff.
I have a question though. What's the difference between raw and rare?
It's the same, but it's like on purpose.
Yeah, but raw is uncooked.
Yeah,
rare is uncooked.
Rare, the outside is cooked.
Yeah,
the inside.
Rare, some type of meat has been put on it.
Got you know
it.
You can eat ground beef raw.
That's what I'm saying. They'd be like, this is raw. But you eat it rare.
Yeah
rare. You get it rare, but it literally like will sear the outside like ahi and say, here you go.
That's kind of, I remember one time we were somewhere, Melissa ordered a pork chop. They was like, how do you want it cooked? We were like, pork, man.
Yeah.
You got to go all the way on that thing.
That's the same way about chicken. When somebody said, I want my chicken cooked. They said, what temperature do you want the chicken? No. I said, there's only one.
I heard them do that with turkey. Like a turkey burger I got recently. They were like,
you got to do it all.
Well as you can get it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's kind of
especially
weird
pork. People swear the damn pork can be like not cooked all the way. I'm like, that's how it starts.
You know what's interesting about me? In my mind, I can eat salmon sushi, right? Mm-hmm. But I like salmon well done.
Mm-hmm.
If my salmon's undercooked, I feel like I can't eat it.
Yeah,
even though I can eat a piece of salmon on sashimi.
Uh-huh.
But if it's gummy a little bit, I'd be like, I'm gonna get sick.
My salmon be what, medium?
It'd be medium rare.
Really?
I don't like sushi. It well done.
Oh, I love it well done.
I need it to be a little flaky.
I need to be flaked to the flake.
I like it to have melted. It could melt, so it's just on the other side of raw, but not all the way.
Remember, I was grilling salmon like crazy. I remember somebody was like, "I love that you put butter on this. It tastes so good." I'm like, "There's no butter on that. That's how I knew it was good."
Really?
With no butter, nowhere.
Man, I can't wait till Thanksgiving, man.
Thanksgiving? Wait till I bust this grill out.
Yeah. Bust it out, Tank!
Bust it.
For Labor Day.
Bust it. Okay. So, but are we going to be in town on Labor Day?
I don't know, man. I don't know who booked this tour. They were just taking dates on dates.
Wait, y'all finna be gone.
I said, man, who did this? Who approved this? You, I'm going to talk to that person.
Yeah, that's the thing about missing the dates individually and not like a calendar.
I'll never make that mistake again.
Yeah, they do.
Some of them they put before they asked me. They were just like, the club was rescheduling them, and they didn't send me a full thing until I was like, can we get Nashville? And they sent me the list. And I was like, it's every weekend.
Yeah.
Once San Diego starts, it is pretty much every single weekend.
It's not pretty much. It is, Kevin. I want you to sit in that, because that's not what I had agreed to, Melissa.
I want you to know, the moment you agreed, I was like, Angel don't know.
You're going to ride a motorcycle when you come home. You're going to have a leather jacket.
No.
Margo come back from the military. I was fighting.
Tour life. Get two tours. It's hard.
Yeah.
But actually, you guys have it easier.
We do.
And you know what? We were talking about this.
Explain.
We were doing every city new every day.
Well, yeah, I'm glad we're not doing that.
It's still taxing, but like getting into the room at 12 and then you gotta get up and either drive or fly to another city. And then we were doing the love hour, which started at 6, so we had to be there at 4:30, and this wasn't the club, so we'd often have to set our stuff up. And
can't do it.
Take tickets.
Yeah. I'm already like, oh, we're doing the food show. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then reset. Lay down, get your mind
again. Man, Kevin was tripping. But one day, when we start selling this stuff, it'll all be like, remember we used to have to do that?
I remember.
Okay, we would never have to do that again.
Ever.
Challenge show, we're going to sell that, and it'll be like, we should do one episode a day now. Okay. Maybe one episode over a couple of days. That'd be nice.
That would be nice.
I told Liz, I was like, I'm thinking about avoiding red eyes.
I wouldn't mind it.
Because it's just, I mean, I end up having to leave my family earlier, but that next day just cheeks, man.
It is taxing.
Regardless of what you're doing, red eyes is difficult.
It's 3 hours sleep maximum. If you were sleeping great, and you're on a plane, so the chance of you sleeping great is slim to none anyway.
Even in first class, I didn't get great sleep.
Even in first class, when you
were not in that pod, it's not.
If you're not in that, and I ain't been in the pod this year.
You know how you can tell when you're booking it?
How?
When you're booking your travel, there's an icon that you can tell that it's a pod.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm not going to say, don't you say where we're going for our anniversary, because I know you can't keep your mouth shut.
I figured you didn't tell him. I just knew you knew he was going to slip.
I know.
Because he slipped the last time we talked.
I know. He's a
slipper. Y'all going to Tulum. It's not big deal.
Every time the three of them say something, have said something in the past couple of minutes, I keep thinking it's a transition.
I'm not gonna lie, I was like, travel means speaking a different language.
Right. And if you're speaking a different language, you might as well be using Babbel.
Hey,
break bread over there, y'all.
So y'all know it's summer, the world is opening up, so people are traveling, and you can even travel abroad right now. But even if you're not, get ready for the summer of 2022 or for the fall, whenever you plan on getting up out of the country. By using Babbel, which is one of, if not the best,
language learning system.
It is the number one selling, I'll tell you that. And there's a couple of reasons why. One, they use over 100 language experts to actually develop these courses. They're not using artificial intelligence. Because if you think back to language, when you were learning language in high school, a lot of that stuff you don't retain.
Konnichiwa, you see?
Exactly. That's what you end up sounding like. But with Babbel, no. You will be learning phrases and words and things that you would actually use if you were traveling abroad or speaking with someone in a different language. There's actually 14 languages you can choose from, including French, Spanish, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accent, because that is a huge part. The accent of learning a language, sometimes if you say something in your own American accent, it doesn't translate well to the hearer of the foreign language. So there are so many ways to learn Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcast, games, video stories, and even live classes. So
all in the language that you're learning?
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool. Yes. So that's one of the things as we talk about traveling and doing the tour. I know for me, I'm trying to make sure that I optimize the time that I'm away. And one of the things I want to do is brush up on my Spanish, because we live in California where there are a lot of Spanish speakers, and I want to be able to communicate with those people more effectively. So Babbel is what I'll be using. So this is what we want you to do. Right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of 3. Just go to Babbel.com and use the promo code TBTB. That's BABBEL.com. Code TBTB. For an extra 3 months free. And we thank Babbel for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you, Babbel.
So we did a Q&A with the Angel Wings. I told them they can ask us anything, and we're going to jump into it. All right.
Put that hand there.
Sorry. So, first question from Yolanda Murray. What's up, Yolanda?
What's happening?
How did you guys come up with TBTB?
Actually, it was a view. Wait, what you mean? The name or like doing this together?
Tell them the origin story, because you are.
Okay, got it. The origin story of doing it. So I.
You Wolverine
is. Over the course of quarantine, I got hip to all dating shows that I think we all have. We did. There was Love Is Blind. Love in the Pods. We did 90 Day Fiancé for a little while, which is crazy. And then we got hooked on.
We was even watching Love After Lockup for a little bit.
Yeah, all the shows. All the like dating. Love shows.
Yes, you heard what she said.
People coming home from prison.
Yes.
Girl was cheating on the boyfriend in prison. Like,
I'm going to. We going back to.
It was like fascinating. It was a whole.
Me and Melissa were watching
everything. And so I started watching Married at First Sight season, whatever it was, the one with Deanna and Greg in them, and was like, this has been on for like 9 seasons? Oh my God. How come I never do? And was like addicted, loved it. We did a few episodes with Iris, or a few, it was one. One episode with Iris, one episode with Deanna and Greg. That was it, right?
Keith.
Oh, we did do an episode with Keith as well. And I was like, you know what would be fun? Because I don't feel like I do enough fun content. Mm-hmm. Everything is like, you know, I love a good
Your thing. Marriage is on the rocks. Yeah, like, how do you love anymore? You
know, I do love a deep conversation.
Yeah, you do.
I do want to like make fun. Make real
Hold
fun
on,
fun.
Let's pause and let me tell you how much Melissa loves deep conversation. There's this game called We're Not Really Strangers.
Great game.
If y'all have not heard of it,
we
is like.
We played it on the podcast.
Why don't you have a good relationship with your father?
Correct.
And Melissa will be having dinner, and she'll be like, y'all want to play this game? Girl, don't nobody want to cry right now. Let's play Taboo, regular game.
We were working on that dating show, and I was talking about how certain conversations, just how I operate with, like, when I meet people, they be deep. And so I was thinking about the first conversation I had with Tony Baker. Someone knew Tony Baker before tour, didn't really know Tony Baker before tour. And so when Kev was on stage, he's closing down. We're kind of getting ready to, like, get ready, get the merch table ready. And I was like, tell me about yourself, Tony. Like, what's your story? Chad, I learned about his daddy, his mom.
Tony, that's about it.
Chad, by the end, I was like, I got it. I know who you are as a person. Like,
why'd you get divorced?
Yes, literally. I found that out then.
Right at the end of the show. Come on, open up.
Come here, sit down.
Give me the larges.
I didn't talk to you. I need to understand who you are as an individual. Learn everything. So anyway, we got finished that. Angel had just, this must have been after Here's the Thing.
Yeah.
It must have been after Here's the Thing, and the new season was starting. I was like, you know what would be fun? For two couples to like review this show and offer their perspective as being married, talk about these folks, you know, newly getting married, working through those kinks, because we've been in it for a while. We know a little bit of something. And that's how it blossomed.
And Melissa, it was so funny because Marcus was so honored. I was like, Melissa just texted me and wanted to see if we wanted to review Married at First Sight.
I was like,
no, let me see if she wants you too. And she was like, yeah, the couple. And Marcus was like, she wants me too.
I was like, no, it was like a back and forth. Like, no, she said that because she thinks that you want me on there. She didn't say Ann Marcus.
You and Marcus be the same.
I was like, she don't want me there. She was like, oh, she must want him. Him too. Yeah, I want that nigga.
But you know why? Because I'm often the add-on for Kevin. I always, anytime I do anything, I always make a point of being like, if it's one of Kev's friends and it's a guy, is your wife available? Can she come as well? Mm-hmm. If it's a woman, is your husband available? Can he? I know, because I'm often the other. Mm-hmm. So I make a point to like know everybody.
I was always the other up until that point. Other than Black Love. Yeah. Have we done that yet?
What you mean?
Yeah, we did Black Love. Yeah.
I'm like, you mean yes? Yeah, the current season.
I'm saying, hey, we already recorded.
Yeah. We hadn't done this. So that is the origin story of TBTB, and then one of the viewers gave us the name, and we were like, yes, because it was the Tanks and the Anks for 2 seconds.
That was also given by Melissa.
I love it. Okay, what moment lets you guys know you would become couple friends?
We're working on it.
When Angel put Melissa's sock on it, she cried.
That was 3 days ago.
I know. That's just a very funny moment. You caught her at an emotional time.
I was.
It was a small gesture that she just saw the love in there.
I was just like, what is happening? I don't know what I did wrong. I am so sorry. You know, I think, what solidified it probably was Napa. Napa was like a really fun time that we got to really like.
I still think about
the drive was, I mean, we had fun in Napa, but the drive.
Traveling was really great. In the bus, van. Whatever you got on the way there.
What a time.
And
that
mingling.
Yeah.
It was a great time.
We had a really good time with each other. We, even though we were working because we were creating content, we still had enough time to be able to not have cameras out and just kind of relax with
we
each other.
We sat at that, the day we supposed to leave, we sat at that brunch spot for 3 hours.
We did.
We almost got hungry again. I mean, we just more drinks.
We made the fellow patrons of the restaurant part of our entertainment.
Man, we looking around by the time we sat, there was a whole different group of people in the restaurant by the time we was done.
Was it the English muffin?
Yes, girl. You know what it is. It was so good.
You have never had it. If you're in the United States, you probably have never had a proper English muffin.
You probably
have. They don't taste the way you think they do.
They really, they, we don't even have, we haven't had a tenth of how good it is.
Every time I ate an English muffin in the past, I've been like, white people have horrible tasting food.
Man.
Apparently they don't. Just the ones in the U.S.
And we're not talking about sausage McMuffins from McDonald's and stuff.
Yeah. Keep talking.
We're talking about they baked that one fresh in their bakery at the hotel. It had never tasted like, and then we've been in the Sky Club. They've been making these English muffins sound
like not buttery. You didn't have to add anything to it. Straight bread.
The ones in the Sky Club taste like cardboard.
Sand. Like it explodes in your mouth, but not like in a good way. It disintegrates.
Napalm.
I almost wish I had never had an English muffin that good, because now I'm just comparing.
That's the only thing, is once you have it good, you can't go back to
trash. I've made the mistake of trying it. I'm like, you know what, let me get the English. Why did I do this?
Listen, we had sangria in Spain. And Spain's in Europe, so I don't
know. This is what's going to always be.
What we actually should do is legit, like October, plan for a Europe trip in the summer.
A bald and beautiful Europe trip?
Yeah, you have to plan that far.
Okay, that's good, because I'm taking less dates next year.
Are you really?
I really am. Because of the app and all the podcasts and stuff, it's too taxing to do that many comedy dates and the stuff we're doing.
Show me them dates and then I'll tell you what I'm
doing. Because I promise you I'm not doing it like that again. Because my agent was like, January. I was like, no, nothing in January, nothing in February.
That would be fun.
What?
You know, we could go back to Barcelona. We have to go somewhere new so we can all experience it together.
We didn't go to Madrid.
I would go.
We went to Barcelona. We didn't go to Madrid.
Is Madrid where they do the bull run?
Mm-hmm. It is. It's all over Spain, but that's falling out of favor.
I've been.
A lot of places the bulls don't.
I mean, that's not funny.
Because all that blood, I mean, even Flex can't catch all the blood from a bull being stabbed. But what they can catch is
the blood from your period.
Oh, your menstrual cycle. Let me tell y'all, it went the wrong way. Let me tell y'all, this is a personal story about Flex. I had never tried a menstrual cup before.
I love people who tried Flex for the first time.
I tried it for this ad.
I emailed. It's this alcohol a little bit.
Little bit this alcohol.
It was an armrest.
This is your shoulder.
I emailed her shoulder.
I said, Angel. Yeah. You gonna try Flex? She was like, sure, I'll put it up in there.
I'll throw it up in there, pow, pow. So I literally...
Why ain't you talking like
that? I waited until my cycle. I used it. I was really nervous because it was a shooting day for me and an active shooting day. And I was just like, dear God, I work with only men, so there's none of them can be a help. If something goes wrong, I can't be like, hey, Tahir, you got a pad?
He probably might have one.
Yeah. He might.
Hello. It's good for the boys.
Well, let me tell you, Flex did not let me down.
Yes!
I was like so super shocked. I got home. I removed it. It was like I had no mess. I was just blown away at how well it works. And, you know, I was actually just having a conversation with my girlfriend about, she has a daughter, me and Melissa don't, but so she's going through the thing of when do I introduce certain stuff. And she was like, I'm glad that things such as menstrual cups exist for, you know, her, so she doesn't have to deal with
toxic
syndrome. She ain't gonna have to deal with that in life. Well, with Flex, let me tell you, the disc, which I am using, that's what I was showing you today. Mm-hmm. I was like, you can keep these in during sex. You
sure know.
Listen, that's what we've been praising God for. You know? Because the enemy had tried to take a week away from us. Hey. Flex Cup has delivered all 4 weeks of
it. I'm down with anything that's here to help.
The Flex Disc is the one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside your body. And it can be worn up to 12 hours, and it holds as much flow as 3 super tampons. Like
super.
Y'all know with tampons, you got to pull that thing out. You got to put a new one in multiple times in a day. With the Flex, you're able to put it in the morning. By the time you come home from work, you can take it out then, and you're not having to think about it all day long. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the disc, it's not a cup, and it's better than a tampon, and it's unlike any other period product you've ever seen before. It literally is just a little disc with as Marcus was calling it, a little Ziploc bag attached to the inside of it. And it's mess free. So like if you are a person that, I know me, I am hornier when I am in the middle of my cycle, and but you ain't trying to have it look like a massacre up in your up in your sheets.
Valentine's Day massacre.
You've got the flex disc that will allow you to still partake in adult activities and not feel embarrassed or ashamed because your body is doing what it does naturally during that time of the month. And if you want to go to zero waste and save the planet that you love, you can pick up the Flex Cup, which is a reusable menstrual cup, and that Cosmo rated number one. And that's what I used on the day that we were doing dodgeball. I'm falling all across the floor. I'm like, dear God, please don't embarrass me. Don't embarrass me. Flex Cup said, oh, I got you, sis. The patented pull tab makes Flex Cup the only cup on the market that is removed like a tampon. That thing is a blessing. Let me tell you that right now. It's so easy. And you already know how to use it. And it's disability friendly and made for beginners in mind. I had no problems. First time using it. No problems, no issues. And it's velvety soft, completely body safe, and it lasts for years. And there's helpful videos, in-depth diagrams, GIF,
FlexVerse.
You, there's so many ways to educate yourself and be able to use it and have a great time. So this is what you want. We want you to do. So say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/TBTB. Use the code TBTB for 20% off Flex Disc Starter Kits or 10% off your first Flex Cup, plus free U.S. shipping. That's code TBTB at Flex. FlexFits.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Yeah. I really.
And then tag us once you, not when you use it, but when you buy it.
Yes. There you go. That's the way.
Now I ain't going to hold you. I found, typical me, don't read instructions. I found this Flex kit on the kitchen counter. It's like, what is this? I'm looking at this stuff. I have no idea what I'm looking at. Slowly realize I'm like, pretty sure this is something that needs to be inserted somewhere.
Like, what is this?
All these plunges.
It looks like a little funnel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
It's a little cup. I love it. I love mine. Okay, so next question. Ooh, this is a good one. Because this will be something that you will be dealing with here in the next few years.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Both of you.
Emptiness.
No. Oh. How would you let someone who assumes they're invited to your wedding or vow renewal know that they're not? Ooh. Because the guest list has to be shared.
Can I tell a funny story about this before you hear your answer? Melissa's sister.
Oh, yes.
Very particular about her wedding. Kind of like you guys. She was paying for a piece of it, and she wanted an amazing wedding. Obviously, weddings are expensive. I don't know how much hers was, but it was a good amount per plate. Somebody who was our friend, but not her friend, we were all together in, we were all together at dinner, right? Just hanging out, hanging tough. Mel had already denied plenty of people.
Folks that.
From Washington, just like people that felt away. Mm-hmm. And they asked her, hey, did my invitation get lost in the mail? She was like, no, I didn't send one. Oh, so we're not invited? No. Like, she literally did not feel
no type of
way about it. So this homegirl of ours, who had attended many a wedding, more than, you know, most people, sweet person, great person, lovable. We're at dinner, and she's like, yo, I'd love to come to your wedding. It's only a 3-hour drive for me. I don't mind driving, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'd love to be there. And Mel goes, I'll keep that in mind.
And that's all she did. Was keeping it in mind.
And you think I didn't be like, well, you're not. She just basically said you're not invited.
I'm sure. Did your skin fall off? That seems like something.
I loved it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Because I was like, because I was curious. Because she had already turned the people down.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of hard to deny somebody in person. Most of the times it was on Facebook, text, or whatever. She was like, I'll keep that in mind.
So what are you guys going to do?
I don't have to worry about that.
Oh,
2024 is all Melissa.
Listen, 2024 is all me, and I will take full responsibility that if you don't get an invitation, it's because no. I won't tell you no. I'm going to have someone at the door checking names.
Well, the thing is, it's destination, isn't it?
No, and that's the thing. It's going to be destination. Mm-hmm. It will be a destination wedding. Get yourself together.
I'm ready.
Okay. It will be a destination wedding.
That's our invitation. invitation. We're coming.
Yeah,
we're
going.
I'm currently
the location.
Oh, you gotta tell Angel and Marcus.
No, this
our soft invites.
No, hi. I will be getting renewing my vows in the month of June.
Okay,
the year 2020.
Take all of 2024 off until just to be safe.
The location is yet to be determined. I'm looking at a few options actually as we speak. And only the people will receive the location. So right. If you show up, you're a stalker, and therefore I'm actually going to call the police on you.
We'll
be there.
We gonna be there.
Yes.
So how are you gonna tell people no?
The police will arrive and escort you away.
Do you think there are people that you already know right now?
Yes.
Probably. Ooh.
Whatever the answer, the question is.
She said yes. There are people who assume that
they're
not fully aware yet.
Absolutely, there are people who assume. And listen, my sincerest apologies.
Grace and peace be upon you.
Seriously,
you keep 2024 open.
The thing about it is, because I want it to be what it's going to be expensive. I'm saving even now.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
You're going all out.
Yeah. I'm doing what I want to do.
She said she's paying for it herself.
I'm paying for it myself, all of it. So every brand deal that I receive is going to a wedding fund.
This girl really have not spent one penny.
And
of
I have to debate if I want
a year, Angel.
That's good.
Listen. A year tank.
She's got a vision.
I have a vision.
Yeah.
And I'm only doing it this time. There will be my wedding.
No,
that was 17
years
ago. I'm not doing all that.
You're going to be late.
There will be a renewal.
You ain't invited. Who are you?
That's it. I'm not doing this again.
Why she like that at 50?
That's
why she Quasimodo.
No, that was me. We don't even know. Ours went out back in 2017.
No, that's it. I'm not doing this again. I have no plans to do it again. And so I want the people there that I want to be there, and that's it. So if you find out, because I know I'm going to be particular about these are the
people. How many
invited,
people do you think you will be invited?
Oh, it's going to be small. It's
going to
be
10? Is that 20?
No. It'll be 30 to 50.
We made 30 to 50?
Yes.
We in there.
You say that and jump on me to come? I don't know y'all like that. We did not hate
that. But it's the way that I did think about no kids.
She's like, my kids.
Let me just figure out.
They weren't at our first wedding. They don't have to be at this one.
They don't know what they mean.
They didn't know them like that.
Actually, just stay at home at 18. Let me figure that out.
Yeah, 18. They wouldn't be around y'all like that.
Isaiah will be 18.
Isaiah will be 18.
He's 14 now.
That's what I'm saying. I'm I don't really know if they're even going to want to come.
They'll be in the hotel with Wi-Fi.
18 is 16.
Wow.
They'll be going away to college.
So I'm I don't know if children. But however. There's only going to be 30 to 50 because I want it to be a week-long event.
Okay, good.
We're
entrepreneurs, so we can take off.
Yes, it will be a week-long celebration.
We'll be recording our podcast in the hotel room.
Yes, sure. I literally want it to be a honeymoon vacation, celebration of love all in one.
That sounds beautiful.
Let me be honest. I love vacation with my friends. I also love vacation with Melissa only.
Mm-hmm.
Both have their perks mm-hmm. and their drawbacks. Actually, vacation with Melissa alone has no drawbacks. Vacation with friends has perks with drawbacks.
Yeah.
Especially when it's a big group.
That's the one thing about, and this is no disrespect, I would tell them to their face. We went to Spain with the whole Real Comedians team, and I realized you can't, even just eating, right? Tony's vegan, or vegetarian, but he's really cool. He'll almost find something to eat anywhere. We just don't want to put him in that spot. Because mm-hmm. when our first tour, he was eating oatmeal at night a lot of times. Mm-hmm. It wasn't our fault. Just a lot of places in the South didn't have
vegan
options And my brother is actually 10 times worse than Tony. I don't like Italian food. I don't like Chinese food. I don't really eat this.
Well, then go eat
somewhere else.
You can't travel and do that.
Don't come with
you
us.
You don't like Italian or Chinese.
I will eat it in Italy. That is not Italian food over here.
Italian food in Italy, be different.
That is.
Except pizza. I'm sorry, Italians. Americans, we took that from y'all, and we do it better. And we ate it in different places in Italy just so we wasn't tripping.
We did it better.
Well, listen, I feel like, is this the person that you were before where you felt comfortable being no, you
are? I do feel like there was a period in my life that I was more comfortable being no, have a good day. And then it went away, and now I just feel no.
Yeah, that's, you know what, and if you're trying to get to that place, BetterHelp is the type of person, the type of company that'll help you get to that place of feeling your feelings and feeling okay to express them. and making the decision of yes or no and not being guilted and feeling like you have to change it. So if you feel like there are things in your life that are keeping you from being happy, that are keeping you from reaching your goals, we strongly encourage you to try therapy and to try therapy through BetterHelp. BetterHelp is not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. And there's a broad range of expertise available, so you don't have to worry about if the where you live, they don't offer the expertise. BetterHelp will be able to get it for you. And the service of it is available for clients worldwide. Y'all know a lot of stuff that we do, it'd be like, U.S. citizens only. This is worldwide, so no matter where you're at, you can get BetterHelp. You can log onto your account anytime, send a message to your counselor, and you get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly or telephone sessions, so you never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional counseling. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. Because let me tell you, finding a good therapist is kind of like dating. You've got to find the person that you know will be able to help you with Listen. Your specific needs and desires.
And there has to be a chemistry match.
Got Absolutely. To be.
I listen, typically I'd be the person like, I don't want to hurt their feelings. With BetterHelp, I was like, nah,
this ain't gonna work.
She this really is enough was. For me.
It took us, we're finding our couples one. We went through some people.
We did.
Because you it's your life.
Yes.
You should take your time and make sure it's a good and therapist most therapists know that it has to be a good fit.
Yeah.
Right. Or it's not gonna be effective.
And y'all don't realize, like, the fact that BetterHelp makes it easy to switch, it's not the same a lot of times with your insurance. You got to go through a lot of work to change providers. Mm. It's not just, hey, I don't want to work with you anymore. No, y'all, there's a whole thing to have to sever your commitment with them. So with BetterHelp, you don't go through all that. You're able to say, hey, it's not working out. I want to try somebody else. Also, BetterHelp is, I'm sorry. Here we go. BetterHelp is recruiting even more counselors in all 50 states because there are so many people that are using it. And we would love for you to visit betterhelp.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
That is Better HELP and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and the Bald and the Beautiful listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/TBTB. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast. I know for our first wedding, we definitely had people, it was mostly, anybody was invited to the wedding, they weren't invited to the reception.
And so everybody could come to the wedding.
Wait, everybody that was invited to the wedding didn't go to the reception?
No. How many people did you have? We had two receptions.
It was a lot. Quite a couple of hundred. It was like 300 some people.
No, it was 300 for me. Almost 300. It was like 275 a piece.
The day of, that not how many people showed up.
I didn't keep count. I just knew how many people.
Oh, wow.
And we invited a lot, and probably a little under 400 showed up.
But then you got to, because I had a lot of people that showed up that I didn't invite that heard about it.
Oh, see, that's what we have. That's why
we had the cake and punch reception at the church.
Anybody could be there.
Anybody, yeah.
But when it came to food.
We were going to party down the street.
Got it.
And we were like, no.
Did you have to turn people away that showed up?
No, we didn't even tell people about it.
Well, no, there was one person, I'm not going to say who, because she might watch the content, that my sister was like, I will set a table up for her myself, but she has to come. And I was just like, oh, no. Oh no, these men.
We're not watching Game 7.
No, you're not?
No. This is a BetterHelp
is it?
How to sign lies. Up for people in the world.
Lies.
It is a game the lies. Seven. But no, there were people we were just like, no, I'm not paying for you.
You didn't have to say yourself, you had somebody at the door.
No, we told them because they were asking us.
They knew.
They were like we heard there was another reception. Yeah, no, you're not invited.
You can come after. We started telling people they could show up after.
When the food is gone.
When the food is gone.
And the DJ is just playing.
Come on through.
That's your exit.
So we did have people come.
Because people ain't trying to pay for their own plate.
Listen, for my mother's 60th birthday, where we did a plated surprise birthday party, this one couple called me and said, hey, can we bring our daughter? And I was like, no. You cannot. They brought her. I walked up to them and I said you couldn't bring her. Why is she here?
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Eat, Angel?
I didn't care.
No, that's real. I actually do think it's disrespectful.
Why are you
mad
at me?
If you hear the answer no, and then you do it anyway.
You deserve to be embarrassed.
You stand to be embarrassed.
I was heated because we were already like...
Was the kid there when you said that?
Yes, the kid heard me.
Yeah.
I was like, y'all called me.
No!
And I said, no, we had no more available seats at all. Like, zero, zilch, nada. So since she's here, you can stand.
Yeah.
And you can let her sit.
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, I was pissed.
Why is you here?
Yes.
Kid, I told your doggone mama not to bring you.
No, that's
listen,
real.
Because when the caterer came to me, like, telling me
World
they had extra,
people.
I was like, who told you to feed those
it's
people?
It's plated.
And also,
I do believe caterers, because they understand that's how it works, they bring extra food.
Yes. Yeah.
You're going to receive it in the back end on the bill.
Yeah.
Oh, they for sure going to tell.
That's not what I anticipated. That's not what I budgeted for.
Yeah, that was a big driving point of us inviting people to the reception, because our parents, especially my parents,
this is a great idea, by the way.
They were trying to, like, hey, so-and-so is coming. I'm like, well, so-and-so is not coming. So-and-so can keep their butts at the wedding.
And y'all pay for y'all.
Yeah.
Yes. This came out of my bank account.
All of it. Anytime, even when we do our little bitty events,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, I need you to confirm. Because every plate costs $1.
Yeah.
So I need to understand what my budget's going to be.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, so it's definitely... It was definitely like a, okay, you keep playing with me and my money, and I'm going to go off.
There she is.
I'm going to send you a bill.
I'm going to send you
a bill. Do you want an invoice?
You gave me margarita.
Info.
You gave me brandy.
Oh, is that where I am? I'm not
there. No, you're not there. We're going to get you there. Though.
That
I do
day.
Feel good, though.
Oh, that was a day.
Okay, this is a...
That still has
an easy, quick question that we can answer, because we now use two different types of cameras. What cameras do you use to vlog with?
Oh, Melissa,
I use the Sony.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know
something
the number, model number?
Y'all can answer first.
We use a Canon G. Was it G7X?
The G7X. Marcus uses the Mark II. I use the Mark III. The Mark III needs some upgrades to it.
It may already have upgrades by now, but
The
original Mark III had issues, and I didn't get it on purpose. Angel was like, I'm going to chance it.
I bought the Mark II and the Mark III, so I had both, so it didn't matter. It was like, I could get
your fingernail so close to my eye.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to hit you, I promise.
This is what it feels like every time you talk.
I'm so sorry. They upgraded to the Sony, which is I would say the Canon.
They definitely had vloggers in mind.
Yeah,
for
sure. They do.
But
for
the Sony was like legitimately like, we are going to get these specific customers.
Yeah.
They have a beauty filter so that it automatically, you know, kind of helps
have you
beautify
your
face.
Part of your vlog camera?
No, I actually.
You ever take a picture with it?
Oh, me
like
myself
a couple times, but not.
I got it. I use the Sony Z as in Zebra, V as in Victor -1 camera for content creators, vloggers, and YouTube with a flip screen and microphone.
So you see, they specifically, it even says
they are trying to capitalize.
Yeah, they were like, we know what y'all doing, and we want that money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know that's
y'all
great the thing.
Can't doing it, let me jump over there on the $8 bills.
That's what I think about this industry, so that a camera company said, we need to make something specifically for these people.
Mm-hmm.
To compete with this other company who's making something. That's how many people are buying these things.
So, next question. What is you all's favorite Father's Day gift since it's so close to Father's Day? That was a question that
that's a great question.
I don't really care.
You said a video from the boys.
That we had.
Yes.
Oh, my boys made me a video last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was personal to us. I never even posted it. I could tell they were like...
They didn't want it to be posted.
It was funny, though. It was great. It was stuff that only we would have got as a family.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they did it was... I've never deleted it. It's in my phone always.
I watch it.
At this time in my life, these are the gifts. My kids are poor. They don't have it. There's nothing they could buy me that is like, oh, thank you. But it's like, remember when your kids were little? Well, not daycare, but you remember they'd make you stuff?
Yeah.
You
know,
it was like that.
Give me that.
Macaroni necklace.
mine, see, the video, you like that? she's done many videos with them kids, and I'm like, it's too emotionally draining for me. Don't do no more goddamn videos.
We gotta.
I got one more to do because tomorrow.
Yes, we gotta have another. In a couple of years,
but after that, I'm like, no more, because it's too much.
I mean, this man be corrupt.
Aww. Mark them? Yeah, because she be always making them all sentimental and stuff. And, you know, you're just like your dad, and we love you, Dad. Like, shut up.
Look for, on my YouTube channel, look for We Made Him Cry. That was the first one. And that's what it's titled, We Made Him Cry. So I was not expecting it. I was like.
We Made Him Cry is a funny title.
Yeah, that's right.
It was we sang to You're All I Need to Get By. And then
the original, or the
no, first the original, and then it switched to the Mary J. Blige and Method Man.
Yeah. The kids were singing.
Me and Little Marcus.
They had verses.
And then me and Little Marcus rapped.
Oh, yeah. That's sweet.
And the twins cried.
That is.
Aww.
How were the boys?
The twins for that one were babies. They were under one.
They still said, "You edited in with." Hold on.
No, they did the second one. They were in there. The second one was, it wasn't Click. It was,
Yeah, it was.
No. No one on the corner got it. Daddy Like Us.
Yeah, that
Daddy
one,
Like
yeah.
Us. Yeah, what is it? What is the original song? No Turn one in the world got
Swagger Like Us.
And Marcus cried on that one, too. Wasn't it
so sweet.
Anyway, favorite. Father's Day gift so far, let me see. I like me a good grill every time, y'all.
This man is
a barbecue grill?
Yes.
He you buy new ones?
I got two set in the backyard I'm trying to get rid of because I want to get another one.
He wanted one this...
What, do you
this,
upgrade them?
Yeah.
He wanted one this Father's Day, but...
Well, it's one that I've been wanting for years. And
charcoal
I,
or gas?
Both.
It's a combination, and it has a smoker on the side.
Oh, and the smoker!
Hey, granted, the one I have now does all that too. However, it's not as heavy duty.
Got it.
This one's like the wheels, everything's metal. Even the tires are metal.
Ah.
So it's like, you know it's out there.
That seemed heavy.
When I build my house that I really want, like I'm doing well, I want to build that into the house.
Yeah, don't do stainless steel.
Really?
It's way too hard to keep clean. You don't want to keep that clean.
It always looks clean in the picture, but it never looks, when people actually have it.
Put some green beans on and see what happens.
Right. Anyway, we have to go. We have reservations in 3 minutes, and we are going to be eating now. We love you guys so much.
Stop taking over Angel's. Channel, which is TV.
I don't want our reservation to be canceled.
It's going to be canceled. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll do a part two of the question. That's a great idea.
Because
we only answered like four, so we'll be back next week. And until next time, bye.
Bye. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At BP, we're putting words into action, making our strategy happen, growing our upstream rapidly and efficiently with seismic imaging tech. 6 discoveries in 2025, 2 in Egypt, 2 in Trinidad and Tobago, 1 each in the Gulf of America and Namibia, as part of plans to drill 40 wells globally by 2027, helping drive long-term shareholder value. Learn more at bp.com/strategy at work.